The regatta was one of the most famous rowing events in the world. Originally held at several other sites, the Intercollegiate came to Poughkeepsie in 1895, where it remained for the next 50 years. The bridge helped Poughkeepsie seal the deal. Besides a convenient rail connection from the west, the bridge provided a great location for signaling the race results to crowds assembled along the river. A number of loud smoke bombs were exploded, equal to the lane number of the winning boat. Thus, if the boat in lane 3 won, three loud booms and puffs of smoke would relay the message to the spectators. Reporters, stationed on the bridge, broadcast the races as they happened, by telephone and telegraph in the early years, and later by radio. In 1950, the regatta left Poughkeepsie for other venues.
The following is a dramatic reading of the New York Times account of the 1907 Intercollegiate Regatta race.
The teams are lined up, and the race begins. Columbia starts right away in the lead at the sound of the gun. With every pull, the Shell moves ahead of Cornell. Cornell leads Pennsylvania as much with the Navy as far behind the Quakers. The boats stay in the same position for the entire first mile. Georgetown is the first to drop out of the real contest. Now Wisconsin begins to lag behind. Syracuse is about out of the running. The other four are so closely lapped, they seem to be tied together. Approaching the two-mile mark, Cornell begins to come. Slowly the bow creeps up, nearing Columbia's, so only half of its prow shows in advance. As the crews approach the two-and-a-half-mile mark, Cornell shows ahead. The crews are now approaching the Poughkeepsie Bridge, the three-mile mark, and Columbia, after allowing Cornell to gain a quarter length, begins her contest. Under the bridge, Columbia pulls up within an eighth of a length of the Ithacans. She's coming strong and in perfect form. At the three-and-a-quarter-mile point, Columbia is actually even and with Cornell, and now the crews seesaw for the lead. At 3 1/2 miles, it seems Columbia is sure to win. Her advantage continues to grow. But wait! In the last stretch of the race, Cornell begins a wonderful spurt. They both cross the finish line, and it's too close to call. We have to wait for the official results to come over the wire. Here are the results! Cornell wins! A shout echoes through the crowd.